Hello everyone, and welcome to the 13th episode?
I think so, 13th of the Daily Unpacking. We're doing this one a little bit later because we had a weird night last night and a weird day yesterday, so we didn't get a chance to do it before we went to bed, but we're gonna do two today. We're gonna do one today and or one today and one tonight.
Yeah.
So what did we do yesterday?
So yesterday we woke up early and we went to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a yoga and meditation session at the beach.
Which that was really nice.
Really nice.
It was great. We got to sit and watch the water while we did yoga and meditated.
Listen to the waves crashing and the stray dogs wake up from their
self-made
beds in the sand. It was a cool morning. And then we went back home.
Uh-huh.
Started working. Well, actually, we went eating, right?
We ate at the hotel.
So we went back at the hotel, started working. Had a little bit of a fight. And then we didn't have a fight.
It wasn't really a fight. I just insulted his video and he had the right to get mad over it.
And, it's a give and take thing, right? Both have things that we need to work on, and that's all that we will take from that, right?
Yeah. Then we went to Sky Garden.
Went to Sky Garden and paid.
It was all you could eat.
For like $7 a person.
All you could eat and all you could drink.
Yeah, but it's lousy alcohol though. Like the vodka that they served there, like.
Yeah, it was pretty lousy actually.
Yeah, you had six vodka Red Bulls.
I had five vodka Red Bulls.
And six vodka Red Bulls would usually get you hammered.
Yeah.
But this
I had five vodka Red Bulls.
Like,
I had two and I had two beers.
Yeah.
And I wasn't drunk at the end of the night, so
yeah.
It was weak sauce.
So then we went out of there because we were gonna give Kyle Buck his backpack.
Kyle.
And then
we love you, Kyle, but we're trying to get you your fucking backpack.
And then we went back home and had a really cool conversation with our neighbors from the United States.
They're from Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is cool because I haven't met very many people from the state since we've been here.
His name is Jordan and his wife, his name is Kelly, and they are awesome.
Yeah, they're really awesome. We enjoy talking to them a lot, and we're going to try to meet up with them when we're in Thailand.
That'd be fucking cool. And after that, we got some news that there's an election going on in this country. And that the loser of the election is
he's an army or a war or a general of some sort.
He's probing his supporters to take to the streets because of he suspects a fraudulent election, and then his supporters says the same thing. So the U.S. embassy and the Australian embassy has gone out to the public and said that to anyone in the Indonesian areas to be cautious,
on high alert.
Be on alert about everything and all their surroundings and stay away from.
Because there's possible for street riots. There's also possible for extremist terrorism attacks to happen in the country while the riots are happening. It's most likely that that's going to start maybe later today or tomorrow. And in Jakarta is where they were warning us. But Australia was warning people that it was likely it could happen in Bali too.
Yeah. So we're moving up to a place where there's less likely to be crowded and to be because where we are right now it's more like a city area with a fuck ton of tourists and a fuck ton of locals. So we're moving somewhere called Ubud, which is further north in the island, or mm-hmm. further to the center part of the island, which we believe we're going to be safe at. Actually, we're not moving there because of this. This was the plan all along.
But lots of people that we know who are on the island have bought plane tickets to get out of here as soon as possible. That's how serious the threat is.
So two neighbors to the left, we had two boys that were friends from Switzerland that took the news seriously and got two plane tickets to Singapore today.
Our Australian friend Kyle and all of his Australian friends who are supposed to be here long term.
Yeah, 6 months,
Are getting planes as soon as they can out of here.
Yeah.
And we're going to Ubud.
Which is literally just half an hour drive up there. So I think we'll be fine. I think that it's good to be cautious. But anyhow, and whatever happens here will be covered by insurance and stuff like that. Because if it gets serious,
yeah, I have dismemberment insurance, and it depends on how many arms and legs I lose, I get more money. So.
Oh. So the more arms and legs you lose, the more bionic arms and legs you can have.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look.
Thank you, World Nomads Insurance. This is not a sponsored ad.
Probably never will be.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, actually, I hope it will.
Yeah, maybe. Thank
Please,
you, World
sponsorships.
Nomads.
We only have 300 now, but you know, one day we'll have 10,000.
Sponsorships.
If you invest now, yeah. No, 10,000 followers, subscribers, and then we'll have 100,000. And then we'll have 250,000. But that doesn't matter. What matters is to put out good content that people want to watch. That's all that matters.
That's
views and subscribers.
I kind of have a headache.
Goose egg. That blows.
Yeah. That's why I was making the face earlier, I think. Because I could feel it coming on. But that's okay. Maybe we'll grab the water bottle out of the back there.
Yeah.
But we're headed to Ubud, and then we'll just be settled in for the rest of the day.
Yeah. When we get to Ubud, I imagine we go get some food because the breakfast
some
at the
food-bud.
Some food because the breakfast that we got from the hostel that we were at is really not anything to be proud of. I hope they're not, at least, because it's a half bowl of cereal that really does nothing to a big guy like me that needs a lot of food. So that makes me a little bit cranky, but I'll get out of that. So I need some eggs and protein and some toast or something. So hopefully we're going to go get some lunch when we get there. And other than that,
we're spending most of our daily budget
on this trip.
On this trip up there. So we might only be eating once today.
Today we can only have two meals because we're leaving up to Ubud. I'm excited for when we're like leaving Bali and can't eat for a week because we bought plane tickets.
Yeah, there'll be about a week that we're on the side of the road being
there. Oh, it's a circus in town. Maybe that's where the loser of the presidency is gonna have a show. Haha, that's a great joke, Felipe. Alright, guys, thank you for listening. Talk to you later.